after dust, life 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 after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, 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 life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Ted J. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story, you better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Teddy J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above, and it's all in one show, and it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, 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 life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, 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 life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J was good, my dude. You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? What's up? It's your boy, Steady J. Welcome to Life After Dust Live. It's another beautiful week on the show. You know how we do it every Monday through Thursday. Bring you a very hot show, bring you some of the hottest music, hottest interviews, hottest news, and hot mess too, somewhere in between. So I do appreciate you all for coming through and checking it out, ready to show the show live, or let's show it via our archives. I appreciate the love so much. And today, on our Hot After Dusk Mondays, we actually got a very special guest coming by way of Kansas City on the show. That's my girl Champagne being in the building, and she's been putting in work since 2011. We're going to be chatting over her, how she got started, as well as she has some plans to start her own agency, too. So can't wait to chop it up with her and dig into her mind. Now, of course, like I said, we do bring some hot news and some hot mess, so we will be giving you some of that, too, as we usually do. So y'all be on the lookout for that here in a bit. So before we do that, though, we're going to go into a quick song break. Come this quick song break, we're going to get it in and give you some of the hot news and hot mess of the day. So it is what it is. All right, so we're going to go to my boy Bug Baby's Trill Talk, and then we'll be back on Life After Dust Live after this.
Mama, Jay is still making them beats again.
What's the only thing coming out my mouth?
Trill Talk.
Trill niggas know what I'm talking about.
Trill Talk.
Let me introduce you boys to the South.
Trill Talk.
Your mouth, yeah. Nigga, this is straight up.
What's the only thing coming out my
bunch of dope before you bust out the package.
Yeah.
I hang with hustlers, hang with felons, hang with made men.
Uh-huh.
I know gorillas who care less about being caged in.
Yeah.
Real street shit, nigga, this trip tote.
Yeah.
I keep my business to myself, niggas will so.
Yeah.
Never ever will I trust a now another hoe.
Nah.
Cause when you leave your homie,
burst the back door.
I'm from Double Cup, Tech Pack, Granddaddy County.
County.
Where niggas sip, drink, and blow smoke till it's cottage.
Ooh.
A couple dimes, but most these hoes ratchet.
Ratchet.
A couple real, but most these niggas plastic.
Hey.
I'm from a small town, somewhere around Dallas. Come on through and I'll show you a rally. Nigga, this is Trill Talk.
Yeah.
What's the only thing coming out my mouth?
Trill Talk.
Trill niggas know what I'm talking about.
This is the one and only Antoinette Soto from Tucson, Arizona, showing love to my poppy, DJ Ceddy J. Mwah.
All right, we're back in the building, Life in the Dust Live, and that was Trill Talk with my boy, Bug Baby. And, man, I can't wait, man. So many big moves have been happening, man. Been keeping on the dust fight. So many great people that I personally know has been joining, like known for at least over a year. It's good to see when people that choose that you have made some moves with in somewhere in the past or whatnot are starting to, you know, show up on some other things you got going on. And to me, you know, that's one of my hearts there, and I appreciate it so much to the people that, you know, that's in the industry that's trying to support what I got going on. I appreciate you so much. So people that have taken their time out every day and joining in are avid people that use it every day is definitely something that, oh, man, it's crazy, man. It's so surreal. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and get into the first story of the day now. Oh, man, have his chest size. You know, I don't like to wish bad things upon other people, but sometimes some people, when you do wrong, things are going to catch up to you. When you do somebody wrong, it's going to catch up. And in this case, oh, man, it's definitely getting it going in. So we're going to go ahead. As far as Rashida, y'all know, of course, the Rashida drama that's been going on with her trifling and husband. Well, oh, man, y'all ready for this? All right, so, according to MediaTakeout.com, Kirk and Rashida's assets, you know, they've been kind of keeping tabs on what's going on with them. And what they have learned is that the home Rashida and Kirk live in is not their home, it's Rashida's home. And go back to that kid, their home. So, oh, man, you know, a lot of stuff that she's been acquiring, it's crazy. Like, it's in Rashida's name, and the house being the main one, the main assets being in her name or whatnot. So, in the day, Kirk, be careful what you wish for, and be careful the hand that you do. Remember, they always say this. Such an over-beaten cliche, but it is very applicable here, and that's don't bite the hand or mouth that feeds you. It is a, you do that, and this woman sitting here holding you down, it's going to come down. It's going to come back and bite you. So I suggest, you, especially when you're doing it at such an intricate time when she needs you most, how trifling does she possibly be? She's not pushing you out. It's no, and this woman is just continually, you know, trying to hold you down, and you sitting here acting trifling and just looking like a little kid. And I still, in the day, the reason why I ever rubbed me out the wrong way is when a grown man, a grown man can look at me and tell, especially how old you are, you got to be freaking kidding me, Kurt, that you are asking, that there's a question of the pull-out message. That, well, I knew you'd get pretty because I pulled up. I mean, what are you, 13? Get the heck out of here, man. Like, really, go back and just really learn some stuff. That's understandable for somebody under the 30s and whatnot. That's understandable. You know, it's kind of still getting, especially a lot of people then in their 20s and whatnot are really just starting to get into the whole sex thing. And so, you know, a lot of things they're learning from life, you know, that's something that they don't know yet, that they shouldn't, they quite haven't learned all the way, not have acquired it for anyone else. But you being as old as you are, somebody freaking told you that does not work. Somebody. So going back to the story, Rashida's got, don't be fooled by Rashida. I know I was one of the people that's sitting here like, woman, what the hell is wrong with you? But hey, man, she's got it going on. She's got it down pat. All right, so oh man, while we still in Love and Hip Hop news, you know, I know you're like, man, he be on top of this Love and Hip Hop, but hey, it always comes. It just be the first thing that comes to me, man. It's coming to me all day long. But on this news story, man, oh my God, Kate Michelle. You know, we were just talking about her. Last week, as a matter of fact, we were talking about her being booed up. Now, with Lance Stevenson, who's an NBA star, by the way, kind of keep you guys up to tabs and whatnot. But, oh, man, it's crazy because, you know, they've been saying that Lance is now single and he's spending a lot of time with a model named Tatted Bombshell. So, ooh, man, I know Kate Michelle. I know that's a huge blow, Kate Michelle. But that's, I mean, hey, that's what some people do, man. You know, it's sad. It's sad to see how it's turning out. But that's just how the cookie crumbles sometimes. And, I mean, I'm going to honestly say this. Because, I mean, there's, you know, a lot of women always want to go with the whole cliche of saying, well, all these men are here dogs. I don't care nobody say, but honestly, to me, it's the picker. Y'all pickers not working right. Something wrong with y'all I'm picking. And a lot of times, you know, you always gonna, when you keep trying to go for the same type dude, you ever think that, I'm getting the same type results. Let me think of this for a second. Yeah, and you're not really changing nothing. I mean, you can't really blame the woman but yourself. Because, I mean, some people do change, but when you talk to this person initially and then they do whatever, I mean, let's keep it real. Okay? And plus, by the way, he did get the drawers. So he put that up there, too. He will be making a cameo on the upcoming season of Love & Hip Hop New York. But anyways, to keep that, to go on a little more about that. As far as, I mean, Kate Michelle, you a bad chick. I mean, you got a lot of stuff that a lot of black men like, if you know what I mean. And of course, they're going to be like, man, you know what? Hey, she's trying to find a man. I'm going to utilize this to my advantage and hit it and quit it. Bam. And that's what it is, man. Like, bro, I don't know what to say. I, I'm, don't know what to say. I know what to say about K. Michelle. I don't know what to say about Lynch, but I know between the two of them, both of them hurt my head. So, K. Michelle, I'm just going to say this. Have we not learned? Make sure you, when you choose it, make sure you choose it wisely. That's all I got to say. All right, now to be off that, because I think this is my special guest in the building, all the way from Kansas City, if I'm not mistaken. This got to be my girl, the one and only, the beautiful, voluptuous Champagne. Am I correct?
Yes, sir.
What's up? What's up?
What's up? How are you tonight?
I'm doing all right. Kid, no complaints over here. Thank you, guys. Thank you for giving that hand. Thank you for giving that hand. But, oh, man, you know, it's definitely great to have you. Put the voice with the
thank
person.
You,
is,
thank you.
It's great. So, yes, you definitely are. You know, one thing I got to say about you is, looking at your image from day one is, you holding down for the thick chicks. You holding down for them.
I try.
And you're holding down for Kansas City, too, because you're the first person in Kansas City, actually, as far as models and stuff, that actually got in contact with. So, big up to you in Kansas City. You're holding down for Kansas as a whole. You're holding down for them.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I've been working hard. I've been going hard for a long time, and my work is paying off. So, that makes me happy to hear that.
Well, okay. I gotta be hard, man. I can't show my tears, man. They gonna, I gotta be hard at all times. as far as going into modeling, and you've been sitting and working for a long time, of course, since 2011. Kind of tell us how you got started. What led you into getting into the industry in the first place?
Really just compliments kind of started me off. And, people telling me I should be a model and I should do this and I should do that. And I kind of went for it and I went and took some pictures of glamour shots, believe it or not, kind of posted them, put them out there. Got good feedback from that, and so from there, I just kind of went on from there. I connected with my cousin. She was doing a promo model group, got into that. That kind of helped me expand a little bit, and I learned a lot from that. So it just grew and grew and grew from there, and I'm still growing and learning and trying to become better.
So that's how you wasn't doing up, was be stagnant. And, that's as far as, making, because, you push. I go on that long list of things, but as far as, you start to get mom to the next level of getting a lot of features and whatnot, kind of tell us about that, as far as you're planning on getting features, because even most recently with GEI, you actually got touched a downgrade at Great Entertainment Inc. For those of y'all that don't know, but kind of tell us about, as far as the way your plan was laid out to start getting these features.
Well, features, the features came a little bit from my determination. I would sit on the computer. I look at different model magazines, different entertainment groups, and I just submit my pictures. Every model agency, or even some people, especially if you go on like Twitter and look up different modeling agencies or model magazines, and they'll have links with features, and if you read enough, they go submit your pictures or such and such pictures to whatever email address. And all I was doing was being persistent about it. I send my pictures in, send them here, send them there, Of course, sometimes you get rejection in that, but, rejection never stopped me. I had to keep pushing, keep moving, and eventually it pays off, believe it or not. I'm with Great Entertainment Models. I got signed to them I've been with them maybe about almost a month now. I got featured in that. That was my first major published magazine. I was really proud of that. And they doing big things for me. I got a poster out. It's at greatentertainmentmodels.com, blogspot.com. You can get that online. You can even get the magazine that I'm in online at greatentertainmentmodels.com. So I'm trying to keep it moving, keep pushing, move forward.
And and as far as like your images, I mean, looking at, you know, being able to see all your images the way you are, you do a little bit. You're very, very good with your eyes and your pictures. And how do you tend to always be on point of giving that eye contact? Because a lot of people, they don't know how to. And not only, it's not just about giving eye contact, it's about making the right pose, the right look at your face when you give the eye contact to give a certain emotion. And some people don't convey certain emotions. You do it all. You give them a little smile. You give them a, ooh, eye look. You give them a little bit of everything. How do you focus yourself into that?
How do I do that? Well, you know what? It comes from studying, you know, studying poses, studying looks, even watching, you know, America's Next Top Model and just, you know, listening to Tyra tell the girls how they should pose, how they should look, how their face should be. And then when you, you know, kind of take that to the photo shoot with you and try it out, because, you know, you do get to see your pictures before you get put out there. So you get to see how you look, or even, you know, practice at home in the mirror. Just study your face and just know what, kind of know your face, know your area. Simple stuff. It's not too hard. It's not as hard as it seems, but, you know, you just have to work at it and practice.
Right, and, you know, the looks too, like, you know, there's a lot of your looks, you know, are very, very, you know, very sexy looks and whatnot. You know, how do you, because a lot of times, you know, a lot of people, when they see that, I get really tired. And y'all know how I am on the show. I've been saying this from day one. And I'm about to be as much as possible, because that's how I personally feel about it. And that's, I'm really getting freaking tired. The nonsense in the industry where everyone has to do the same type of modeling. And all of a sudden, because you do this modeling and something wrong with it, or if you do this modeling, something wrong with it. And a lot of your shots, which you're doing which are very tasteful, by the way. So they can say whatever the hell they want to say, but hey, they're very tasteful. Is that you do a lot of shots with a lot of lingerie and whatnot. And what is your take on that as far as, you know, people, students, because a lot of times it's not even the outside world, it's the other models that's hating on you. How do you, what's your thought process on that as far as people that think that way?
You know what? I can't say I have haters. I'm not going to say I don't, but I don't hear about it. But my take on that is just try to be different. I try to be different. I try not to do what everybody else do. I might have a lot of lingerie shoots, but it's like, because of the eye candy world. I mean, when I first started, you know, lingerie, I was like, oh, I'm not going to touch it. But I had to learn to expand, had to venture out. And it came out nice. But as far as haters, I just don't pay no attention. I don't pay it no mind. I just do me. And I pick what's right for me. And as long as I'm getting good feedback and know that my path is leading me in the right direction, I don't listen to no haters. I leave all them behind.
Right. Even looking at the poses you've ever done, I don't see what's wrong with them. Like, honestly, like, if anyone that thinks that way, like, because I see that a lot of times in the industry, a lot of, there's models who, because they can, they're a certain height and a certain size, size. They feel that, you know, because they can do high fashion, and that's what a lot of times they do. They feel that high fashion is on top, and then all these other ones are like bottom feeders and don't really deserve to be put in the same spectrum.
Uh-huh.
And that's what my problem is. I still to this day do not understand, like, who the hell, like, and why is it all the time when it's a black model that does it, there's a problem. But when it's a Victoria's Secret freaking fashion show or a major network on TV, no one says a thing then. There's no problem with it then. But as soon as a black model puts on lingerie, oh, man, here we go, eye candy. Like, what the hell? Why we just can't do it?
You know what? I think it's mostly because the world ain't ready for that. They still got their eye focused on the perfect model is this, you know, little bitty girl that's probably a size 3 or 5 or something like that, when it's not. Coming into the world now, you know, models are all sizes. You know, the BBW world is blowing up real big. And that, for those who don't know, that's the big, beautiful women world, you know. Even curvy models, me like myself, and with the curves and just thick girls, it's men, you know, even those pictures are getting them more audience, and even the BBW world is getting a lot of audience. It's not going towards those skinny girls no more, but that's how the world visualizes it. That's how the world sees it, like, this is the perfect model, and this is what a model should look like, when it's turning out not to be that no more. And I just don't think the world is ready for that, but it's coming, and we coming.
I'm a person, I've always been about, I get bored with one type of thing. So,
right.
Me personally, I just feel that you shouldn't have to hear that. Like, you just because
right.
You decide to do, like, I want to see all kind of modeling. Like, I want to see the high fashion. I want to see. I like seeing the nude stuff sometimes too, because mm-hmm. everything has its place.
Right.
And who the hell said that? Because a person is naked, that it's something that's not, all of a sudden it's not a beautiful thing. It has to be so taboo. Like, there's nothing wrong with nude. It has its place,
right.
Where if certain things, if certain areas can't have nudity on it, then you can't trip about it. But everything has its place. And for me, I think that lingerie, like, freaking ebony models should be able to wear lingerie and not obviously to be said, just because they put on lingerie and they're black, eye candy. Hell, they're doing the same damn thing that Victoria's Secret models do, and that's the case, they eye candy.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Y'all know how I get, man. Y'all know how to not hold back on this show.
Woosa, bring it down, woosa.
Woosa, woosa. Hey, so I'm going to put you on blast because, oh, I love this.
Uh-oh.
My favorite part. As far as who's your favorite photographer that you've worked with so far, who's been your favorite? And don't tell me I have all of them all. That's not it. We don't accept that answer here. We don't accept that.
No. Well, I come. It's two, okay, you know, because I work with.
Nah,
I'll
give you one.
No.
One. We ain't giving you. We ain't giving you one. We ain't giving you no way out. Getting a one.
Okay. My favorite photographer right now that I work with is Ralph Mays. He did my last shoot, and a lot of pictures from them came out so beautifully. Like, probably most of them you see up posted, I got them around where I'm outside, or even the one where I'm in the lingerie and I'm standing up and got the gate in the background, one of my favorite pictures. You know, Ralph Mays did a wonderful job on all those, and some of those, I look at them and go, is that me? You know, I don't believe that's me, but it is. You know, I came out and I did my best, and I think Ralph Mays will win. And I got a shoot with him coming up soon. I'm theming it back to school edition, so look out for those pictures. You know, I'm being my little schoolgirl outfit, you know. And
uh-oh.
My next photo shoot coming up.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. So that's the one where you had, and the shoot that you talked about with him, that's the one where you had like the brown and black mix of hair.
Yes.
I like your hair on that one too. It was on.
Yes. Yes, hair. That's hair by Latasha Brown. Look her up on Facebook. She is a wonderful hairstylist. I'm gonna shout her out because she is a local Kansas City hairstylist, and that girl is making a big name for herself around here. I know she's had some more. She does hair for Heather Staggers here, Channel 5 News, but she's making a name for herself, and I appreciate her too.
All right, she just gave you a shout out. You better go all on her page, on Champagne's page right now, and go blow up her comments. Oh, I love you so much.
Yeah, find her. She would be thrilled. She'd love to hear that.
So she told she didn't blow. She didn't blow your comments. She didn't blow your comments. So just for giving her a shout out, she didn't get all on your comments showing you love. Like, I heard you did, girl. Okay, thank you, man. And so all right, I want you to sit tight for a second. Because we're gonna go ahead and go to a quick song break, and you come back, we're gonna chop it up with you some more. I was a little easy just now, so I hope you know I'm about to like turn it up another notch. That wasn't the easy part. That wasn't the hard part yet. All right, so this is my boy Spinner. This is Get to the Money, and we'll be back.
Money on my mind all the time. Money on my mind all the time. Yeah. Gotta get that money. Gotta get that money. Gotta get that money. Hey, hey. Gotta get that money. Gotta get that money. Gotta get that money. Yeah. I'm chasing paper like I'm running in a relay race. Money on my mind all the time, nothing takes its place. I treat my money like a hoe. I spend it, then I get some more. Money is my best friend, you know what I'm saying, foe. I like the sight of money, I like the smell of money, I like the way it sounds
when I'm stacking in my honey.
Yeah, I toss it everywhere. Money throwing all in the atmosphere.
Yeah.
to the cash. He took it to the money. He took it to the cash. He took it to the money. He took it to the cash. Yeah, yeah. It ain't about though, you know what I'm saying? Don't holler at me. Hey, your boy a deuce. Hey, your boy a law.
That was Spinner with Get to the Money, which is what we all trying to do here on Life of the Dust Live. Getting to the money. All right, we're back in the building with my girl Champagne, and which, by the way, we, for those that don't know, because we have to give you the scoop on that, like, how did you come up with that name? What made you decide to go by Champagne? That Champagne starts a little differently, too, for those of y'all listening.
Yes, well, actually, that name was given to me from a friend long, long time ago, and it came to us actually making a Black Planet page, and I wanted my name to be Champagne, but I couldn't spell it the regular way. So we were thinking, brainstorming, and he was like, well, why don't you spell it this way? Well, at first we spelled it with one I. It was taken. So we tried two I's. So from then on, I just used that. And I've just been going by it ever since. And then when I think about wine, I think as I've grown older and I've gotten older, you know, as they say, fine wine gets better with age. And I think that I've become that. So I think champagne fits me because of that. I've gotten better,
sure.
And I'm growing older and wiser, and, you know, just getting better.
So basically, we can think MySpace. Shout out to MySpace.
Black
Planet. Not MySpace, but Black Planet.
Both of them. You can probably still find that page.
I don't use it, but you can probably still find me. Hey, I ain't gonna lie. I just checked it to my Black Planet page. People say they want to say that. To me, sites are sites, and they, as long as it still works, I can still network.
Right.
People still using it.
Right.
As long as people still using it, it don't matter. I don't care what million people are using it.
Oh, my God. I probably couldn't remember my password if I tried right now.
I know my password. Matter of fact, I know what it used to be, and I know all of it. That's I'll be on. I'm telling you. I have to go to it right now.
Oh, I
can blame 979 for that.
They
tricked me. It was a site I joined on radio, because radio, I wouldn't be doing that. You know, you go join one on radio at one site, they go, log in through Black Planet. What? I believe that. So y'all want me to do what? So I can't believe it. I figured out my old account, I figured out my old email, the password, all that stuff was on. I
probably got to go digging for ancient archives to find my password.
It's kind of like with MySpace. Everybody was hating on MySpace, but look now. I never stopped using my MySpace. I've been using my MySpace now. And I remember when before they started putting these commercials out, they had some people that changed to the new MySpace. And I was telling people about it, and they were laughing. But now everybody's trying to get back on it now because all these commercials. See, that's why, like you said, Champagne, you said it best. I move when I want to move. I don't wait for the rest of the world to tell me when to move.
Right.
So, yeah. Make the moves. Don't always be a Mr. Me Too. Do it on your own.
Okay.
All right. So, as far as next, because I know some of the guys listening to the show, they're dying to know. They're being nosy. As far as, you know, your love life, we're going to dig into there a little bit. Do you have a love life, first off?
I'm single, if that's what you're asking. I don't have anyone able or worthy, should I say, of that title yet. I am totally single.
As far as you say you're anyone that's worthy of the title, well, as far as what kind of guys do you look at as far as being worthy, what are the requirements for them before they can use
the application? I would want a really laid-back guy, sense of humor, somebody keep it real with me, you know. Has to be funny because my personality is funny, you know. Got to be able to joke around. That's one important thing to me. What else?
You know about the ugly?
Swag, even though, don't judge me. I like swag. I like a guy that can dress nice and, you know, maybe I can compliment him as well as compliment me, you know, when we together or something like that, you know. But I'm not pushy. I'm not too hard. I just want somebody I can enjoy my time with and that's going to enjoy their time with me, you know.
Does he got to be a rough nigga? You know, that's what some chicks, you know.
Oh, no.
I don't do it.
You know what? I am a very classy, sophisticated person when I'm out. I present myself as a lady. So, no, I don't do the rough neck thing. I don't do that. I need a thug type. No. You know, I don't like that. I like a gentleman. I like a man that respects himself as well as others and is real well presentable in front of company or when we out, you know. I don't like all that. But, I mean, if you want to wear jeans and a T-shirt, you know, baseball hats, I ain't got nothing wrong with that. It just has to be a gentleman. Has to be.
Okay. All right, so as far as, yeah, if you had to take that perfect, we want you to take us to Kansas City for a second. And, you know, if we would go to Kansas City right now on, let's say, a Friday, and we're off, we're not working at all, we're going there to travel and have a good time as far as eating, as far as going out and dancing, as far as just pastimes, like places to shop at, give us some stuff you recommend for each of those categories.
Let me see. As far as eating, I say the Peachtree is pretty good. You know, of course, when everybody come here, they got to go to Gates. So Gates Barbecue here in Kansas City. Or Arthur Bryant's is who I like, but hey, that's just me. Shopping centers, either Oak Park Mall or Independence Center, them are two great malls. The Legend, which is out here by our soccer stadium. They have great things out there. I don't know, where else would I take you? I don't know, the nightlife around here, which is my personal favorite. I mean, clubs, 700 Boulevard Nights. We even had a few closed down. I ain't going to say no names. The Club 10 just opened back up, you know. You know, once it's closed and made me kind of mad, my heart was touched, but hey, it is what it is. But hey, them is a few places I would personally take somebody out of town to. That's where I like to kick it.
All right. Okay, so as far as the areas that you, as far as other cities or countries or whatnot, I'm going to give you 10. I'm going to let you have 10 choices. 10 places you want to go and why?
10 places where I want to go?
Yes. And that could be any city or any state or any country, whatever.
Oh, wow. That's a lot. Let me see. ATL is definitely on my list because ATL is calling my name. Of course, my agency, if you don't know, is signed out of ATL. So, yes, definitely ATL. Chicago, California, that's three. Of course.
Oh, you got to tell me why, though. You got to tell me why you did this.
I got to tell you why.
Yeah, it's like an essay.
Chicago,
right? You got to give me the reason.
You know, I want to, because they such big, important, say Chicago, because I ain't never been there. It's a windy city. I would like to see around Chicago. What else did I say? California, another big place, and you know, Bad Girl Club stationed out of California. You know, I tried to audition for them once, but that's another story. Texas, I would like to visit Texas.
Texas.
You're waiting on that one, huh? Texas.
Yeah,
I would like to visit Texas. I don't know how hot it is down there, but I would like to see Texas and visit Texas.
How hot is it? I'll tell you how it is. We don't even have temperatures down here. We got hot, hot as hell, and too damn hot. That's what we got. No, it's hot, too damn hot, hot as hell. Why the hell am I out here? Those are all different ones we got. Those are our temperatures. We don't have 90s and 100s. They don't even exist.
Right. Okay. I don't know where I'm at now. You made me laugh. I think I'm on 5. New York, I would like to go to New York because, you know, they one of the fashion capitals of the world. I would like to see what I can go learn from the New York fashion world.
Yeah, while you're there, you got to go to Jersey, my home, my birthplace.
Jersey.
You got to go to Jersey.
Oh,
yep.
Yes, of course. I can't forget about Jersey. I love my Jerseyans out there. Don't judge me, but I like Snooki and RJ. Wow, you know, I watch them too. Reality TV is big bad hobby for me.
We're not judging because you heard up when you called in. You were talking about
I know I ain't the only one, but I still talk my game.
You know, I got still top of it.
I heard the K Michelle thing going on. Yeah, but I don't know. It's so many places I can't narrow it down to 10. But I gave you a rough estimate. I gotta keep going.
That's all right. You gave a pretty good amount.
Yeah, I mean, it's so many places I would like to go see. You know, it's hard to narrow it down to just 10. But there was some of the main
10,
places.
I said like 3 or 1. That'd be hard. So I gave you 10. You know, give you some variety.
All right. You know, it's hard. I want to go. I want to be everywhere, but I know I can't. But hopefully soon, some traveling will be in the works for me.
All right, so we gonna play a game called Yay or Nay. I'm gonna name something, and you can say Yay or Nay.
Okay. I'm ready.
All right, so you gotta be quick. You gotta give a quick answer. You can't take too long thinking about it. We're gonna play. So that's how we do Yay or Nay.
I have to listen.
Let me get the thinking music ready. So for Yay or Nay.
Okay.
All right, so here we go. All right, get ready. You ready?
I'm ready.
Your mind to be nice and sharp. Get ready for it. I'm going to throw them at you like that. I'm throwing my darts. Bam. Okay.
Got my fingers crossed.
All right, ready, set, here we go. Okay. Pizza.
Yay.
Skirts.
Yay.
Guys with chili bowls.
Nay.
Guys that wear too much cologne.
Nay.
Girls.
Yay.
Now, say yay or nay. I'm going to name two things, and you got to pick which one you like out of two. Night or day?
Night.
Why night?
Why night? Because I'm a night owl. I live what they call vamp life. I love, you know, just being out at night. I come alive at night.
I see people always going to think we weird. Like, it's not just no trend, man. It is what it is. Always why I'm up in the day because I have to be. There's, I had no choice.
Vampire.
But to be up in the day.
That's the vamp life. You live the vamp life.
Right. I'm like Blade. You know, Blade, he got a son out in the day. Like, that's how I am. I'm like Blade. I'm just working in the day because I got to work and all that in the day. But when the nighttime comes, I'm turned up. You can't tell me nothing.
Right.
Which is part of the reason why the show is called Life at the Dusk. I mean, it's just perfect. Obviously,
nice.
I'm a night owl. Why would I even do that? Come on, people.
Exactly.
That's one of the things that would have to be a hard transition for me. Somebody said, hey, man, we want you to host a morning show. That's going to be so hard for me. That's going to be so hard for me. I'm like, oh, my God, you're going to be a through what? You want me to host a morning show? I can't tell you that. Why?
So you need something to keep you awake, keep them eyes open.
Man, I'll tell you what will get you awake. And y'all for learn a trade trick. And this is what I do a lot of times. I take when I drive early in the day to head somewhere. So when I'm going to travel or something, I'll drink a Powerade Slush with Sonic. Powerade Slush. Make sure you get a Route 44, especially if you want to drive about 4 or 5 hours. Get a Route 44 and get the breakfast toaster. You got everything you need: the egg, sausage, bread. You got everything in one little thing.
Right.
You got the potato tarts. Get that. I'm telling you, you'll be good to go. If you're a person that hates the daytime and all that, that gets me right, and it puts me in a whole other mood where I'm going to get to the day.
Mm.
At least I'm going to get to my destination. I put it that way. Like, that's gotten me through. I remember one night I was doing stocking, and I was doing stocking in one spot, and I had to be at work at 6 o'clock in the morning. I didn't get in and go to sleep till 4. So y'all did the math there. All that time in that period of time, I had to get dressed and all that other stuff. So I did sleep within that time too. That's the funny thing. Went and got my Sonic, bam, I was set to 1 p.m., got home after I was done, passed the hell out. Yes. So I just gave you some champagne. There you go. You got something new in case you know you have one of them days where you're like, oh, God, I got to wake up.
Right. I'm like that all the time. I mean, I'm not just a model, but my regular job is nursing, being CNA. And I do got to be up at the crack of dawn. So, yes, I know the feeling of getting up early.
Oh, so you do she do nursing. Yeah, it all makes sense now. But I've been thinking, sometimes she could do a nurse type of thing, and that all makes sense. There was a reason why I was thinking that in all areas.
I haven't actually decided to do a nursing bit yet, but maybe in the future. I don't want to do just a regular everybody do the same nursing outfit.
Yeah, I'm gonna give you a shoot idea right now on the spot, where it's not too gory, but it's kind of like a creative where you can be to where it's kind of really creative and kind of dark somewhat, and.
Mm-hmm.
You're a nurse taking out this guy's heart and crushing it.
That's kind of dangerous.
And you could be a man eater.
Edgy. That's
right. I know. I have a wild imagination. I know.
I'm not sick.
I'm not going to kill nobody. Everybody's like, oh, we got
to
watch you.
I'm going to have to write that down in an idea pad, and, you know, keep that in mind.
I tell you, man, I sit around, that's what my brain do all day. Think.
I have to keep that in mind.
Hey, so, and now, as far as the, you know, as far as the industry, if you had to pick the one thing that's your favorite part of the industry, what is it?
My favorite part of the industry, meeting new people. Just meeting new people, new faces, you know, talking to different people, seeing what they're about. Of course, you run into fake people sometimes, sometimes haters, but hey, it comes with the territory. But just meeting new people, you know, learning what
they can do, and, you know, finding out what you can learn from them, you know, it's interesting.
Now, as far as, like, future plans, one of the ones I want to talk about as far as well as, you know, what upcoming events you got coming up in features. I know one of the things you told me that you wanted, you're definitely interested in starting someday was your own agency.
Uh-huh.
Now, as far as, what's inspired you as far as that, making that big move?
Making that big move, it's still a little further down the line, but as far as that goes, I do want to eventually start my own agency. If I do get started and get off the ground, it'll probably be promo modeling, which since that's where I started, I think that's where I should start, and, you know, probably gaming, group of girls. I have a good friend that is an artist, and he does production. He's a producer and everything. And, you know, once he decides to come back and get to rapping, and we'll probably be promoting for him and finding models to go out to his shows or helping him out, or even local artists around here know that they can get me to promo for them. And I just want to start there. I'm going to start there. That's going to be my basis, mainly helping my friend. And if y'all want to look him up, he's PJB of Records. He's a good friend of mine, and his music is on Reverb Nation. Look him up, Billy Wonka. But I think I'm going to start there, and I'm going to try to grow in something more, you know, and not just have the one size. I want to have, you know, curvy models, whether they little, tall, you know, big, beautiful women models, and, you know, have kid models. You know, I want to do it big one day. So I'm going to start from the promo, and I'm going to work my way up slowly but surely.
And one thing I want to kind of put out there, too, I'm going to be totally honest, you surprised the hell out of me, because you seem so quiet when you look at your tweets and whatnot. But I can tell that now I'm starting to, like, talk to you, you're one of the most talkative people ever. Like, you don't have no problem saying anything. But she's going to probably be quiet as a mouse and all this, but you, like, you blew.
If you talk
you
to my friends, they will tell you I am.
Thought process out the water.
My friends will tell you I am completely crazy, okay? A party girl, I'm wild. I mean, I like to have fun. I just like to have fun. And I have my moments where I'm mad and I snap on people, but it's not always a reason, you know. There's never for no reason, but I like to smile and be happy. I don't think there's a reason for me to be sad. No matter what goes on with me, no matter what goes on in my life, I try to just stay positive and smile and, you know, push forward and, you know that, you know, God is going to wake me up the next day and I got to do this and I got to do that and just try to keep my work going and keep myself going and not try to frown about nothing because it'll slow you down.
That's what's up. And, all right, so let everybody know as far as how they can keep up what you got going on, you know, give them your links, all that good stuff.
Getting my leads.
Give them your links, let them know, like, what social networks
my
you're
links?
On, your website.
Of course, you can look my links up. You know, I got facebook.com/champagne1. You can go on there. A lot of my links are on there. Twitter at me at champagne, at Instagram at champagne. You can also find me, you know, at www.greatentinc.com models. You know, you can look me up on there. You can go buy my post out. I have a poster out, too, that I need to put out at Great Entertainment Models. You can get that poster. It's like $6, $7, $10 or something like that. You know, everybody can get their own personal champagne poster. And, you know, or Google me. You know, Google me, champagne, and you'll find a lot of my links there, too.
Everything. Again, those y'all, the reminder of spelling is C-H-A-M-T-A-I-I-N-E.
That's right.
Damn.
You can even probably find that Black Planet page.
You know, I'm about to go look. I'm going to go where y'all going to go right now because he said, try that Black Planet. I'm the king of Google. That's how I pick people's up real quick. Now you got me. I'm going to look, y'all. I'm going to check and see if I find a Black Planet. If I do, I'm going to give y'all a good laugh. I'm about to give y'all a good laugh for the day.
Uh-oh. Don't do it.
Let's see. Black Planet. Oh, guess what I found?
Uh-oh. You found it.
Found it.
Uh-oh.
You got the Aaliyah pictures in the background.
See, look, you see how old that is? See, I got Aaliyah there in my background. I probably got music on here. What music playing?
Oh, yeah. You got music playing. You got LaToya. You got LaToya Luckett on there playing. You got
LaToya Luckett.
You got Pretty, and it says Princes and Dimes can only be on this page because I'm a dime princess myself.
Oh, wow. I remember that. Oh, wow. That's how long I have been. It has been a long time.
Google is the best thing now to use it. Oh, man. I'm laughing.
Wow.
I'm laughing my behind off right now.
I'm going to have to try to get into that. When I get
up. Oh, my God. It got like one of those little quiz things you used to do back in the day where it say you are, depending on your answers, apparently your person is Cameron.
Oh, I remember that, too.
Oh, this is hilarious.
Right now. Oh, my. Oh, my.
I'm laughing. This is hilarious. Wow.
That is crazy.
Believe that's hilarious, man. You should have told me that I was going to do it on the air. I was going to do it up there.
Oh, man.
Okay. I'm trying to calm down. All right, so, man, I had tears that came in my eyes and everything over here.
Oh,
okay, so
don't do me on the radio show like that.
So I was reminded about it. Y'all built Eddie Parks, so y'all can always check it back out at blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ. Look for the episode Mock Model Champagne. Look for that. And then you can also go to iTunes. You type iTunes, go Life That Does Live. And it's free on iTunes. It's free on TuneIn Radio app. But it's a mobile app. You can have your phone and listen to your show, the show on there. And, of course, DustSpot.com. That's DustSpot.com. Listen to the show on there, too. So you got no excuses. Too many places to support what we got going on. And, again, I thank you for coming through, Champagne. You know, speaking of Kansas City, what you think the Chiefs going to do this year? Y'all going to think about football?
The Chiefs, I don't know, the Chiefs disappoint me every year. I can tell when they lose.
They got the new coach, they got the new QB, Bo running strong still,
so I don't know, hopefully we'll do something this year, hopefully they get somewhere so I can yell from the rooftops or something.
Yeah, because I'm telling you, yes, you know, my cow, y'all know how, yeah, that's how I'm a diehard fan all day, every day, and I said my Cowboys is going to do good every year. I don't care nobody, see, I kiss my behind. Cowboys going to make some noise this year.
Everybody
want to say it, go ahead and say what you got to say. But I'm standing behind my boys, and I think they're going to make some noise this year.
All right.
You can say what you want to say. All right, so again, I thank you for coming to the show and definitely had a great time with you. You blew my mind out the water. I thought you were just as quiet as a mouse person, and you, wow, was I surprised.
I'm very wild and crazy.
Wild and crazy.
But thanks for having me.
No problem. Now, I want to remind you all, and you know how we do it in every show, remind you in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, well, there's a J. Oh, there's a champagne. Or oh, there's a you. There is a way. Y'all have tuned in the episode of Life That Does Live. Your boy, Sonny J. Y'all make sure y'all check out all the shows we got coming up this week. We got Haitian Jewel coming through tomorrow. We got T. Marie coming through on Wednesday. And then on Thursday, we close with my girl, Christina, a.k.a. CC Dog, coming through. So y'all definitely come support Everlast, one of them. And remember, you can always listen to the shows if you miss them. Listen back to them. So there you go. All right, we out. Peace.